Hey, I'm Bardi Arez, and I'm the Stop Drinking Coach. Welcome to my podcast where I teach you how to stop drinking, how to quit craving, and how to begin the journey back to yourself so that you can transform your life. After a 14-year binge drinking career, starting and stopping dozens of times and trying everything in the book from AA to therapy, I finally discovered the key to sustainable sobriety. And on this podcast, you're going to learn practical tips, tools, and strategies to help you quit drinking alcohol the easy way so you can finally step into the next chapter of your life and begin fulfilling your potential. For private one-on-one or group coaching, visit www.thestopdrinkingcoach.com and book a call with me. Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bardi Arez. I'm the Stop Drinking Coach, and I'm super excited to be jumping in with another episode today. And in today's episode, I want to go over the five stages of sobriety as I've come to understand them and the way that I coach my clients through sobriety. And I've now helped dozens and dozens and dozens of people between the ages of 30 and 65 successfully quit drinking. These are individuals with 20 or 30 year drinking careers who never thought they could stop drinking. And it's through the model that I've developed, which is really put the power back into the individual's hands and has demystified addiction to alcohol or a problematic relationship to alcohol into first principles thinking so that we can systematically address the root cause of all of the different stages that we go through. And so the model that I've developed has been working very, very well, and I'm super excited. I mean, I'm a very relatively short time into this thing, coaching for much longer, but the future looks incredibly bright. I really believe over the next 1 to 2 years, as I pour more resources into this between bringing on different coaches, systemizing the different healing mechanisms that I have discovered and things like that, that I'm going to be able to reach a very, very broad audience, hopefully tens of thousands or potentially millions of people. I mean, we'll see where the next 3 to 5 years takes us. But in this video, I want to break down the five stages of sobriety. And so I've written down some notes here. So let's jump right into it. So the first stage of sobriety is what I call struggle, right? We all experience a sense of struggle as we are embarking on this journey to quit drinking alcohol and get sober. If we didn't struggle, then we would just do it and we would just stop drinking and it would just be hunky-dory and no big deal, right? But we all struggle because alcohol is a very highly addictive substance, and the way that it alters and augments our neurochemistry makes it a substance or a compound that drives a sense of compulsion to want more of it. And this is because of dopamine, right? Many of you have started following me because of my videos on demystifying the cycle of addiction to alcohol via understanding the pathway of dopamine, and how when you drink alcohol, it floods your brain with dopamine. Dopamine's the neurotransmitter that is responsible for reward, feelings of reward, euphoria, and motivation. We are hardwired as human beings over hundreds of thousands of years or millions of years of evolution to pay very close attention to anything that produces a high level of dopamine, primarily things like sex and food, right? This is the sort of the self-driving mechanism that repeats and reinforces the same behaviors over and over again, because dopamine is tied to survival, right? And so it is tied to reproduction, it is tied to acquisition, to moving forward, making progress, it's tied to movement, it's tied to goals. Alcohol happens to produce a lot of it, and so that is why we become addicted to it. It is that reward feeling, that rush that we get. So the first, on average, and again, these numbers can shift, they can vary, everybody's a little bit different, but after coaching almost 100 people, I have found that on average, the struggle stage will last anywhere from about 7 to 25 days. I've seen some people come into my program who within 7 to 10 days are, I mean, night and day difference, like cannot believe it. Other people, it takes a little bit longer. It could take up to about a month, but usually after that 30-day mark, I'm noticing people are experiencing a monumental, significant shift out of struggle back into a place of connection and homeostasis and balance mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. So during the struggle stage, we are, you know, the most challenging aspect of it is the dopamine feeding cycle, right? It's cravings, it's the agitation, the boredom, the restlessness, the anxiety that we get from wanting alcohol. And then, you know, there's other types of withdrawals, right? Emotional imbalance or instability, mood shifts, our sleep is typically disrupted. But with due time, and again, I want to preface this all off by saying that everything that I'm saying is, the background is assuming you're following a type of program, a program like mine, where you are making transformational shifts to your lifestyle and your habits and your routines and all of these different things. These may or may not apply if you just stop drinking and you're dry and you're not following a program, you're not following a system, you're just purely abstaining from alcohol and not making any other changes. What I'm talking about may not apply to you and could be totally different. So this is based off of my clients, my program, and the way that I'm helping people get sober without AA. So the struggle stage, on average, 7 to 25 days. We're getting through the dopamine feeding cycle, which I help my clients do. We're getting over cravings. I'm providing my clients a number of craving support strategies and techniques to be able to calm themselves when they get cravings and actually alleviate the cravings, which is pretty profound. Getting through sleep, some agitation, right? Usually by day 7 to 12, sometimes day 5. I mean, everybody's a little bit different. These are just ranges. Sleep gets significantly better. I mean, you start sleeping like an absolute baby, some of the best sleep you've ever had. And this is especially important for individuals who think that, you know, I need alcohol to go to sleep. And that just couldn't be further from the truth. Alcohol, you know, all of the studies show that alcohol destroys your sleep on so many different levels. And sleep at the end of the day is like the most important thing. Besides food and water, sleep is right there. It is when our body is recovering, it's clearing out old cells, like it, our brain, the whole deal. So yeah, if you've become dependent on alcohol and you think like you need it for sleep, it's a lie. You have just kind of trained yourself to think that you do. You're drinking to pass out, which is incredibly unhealthy. You're doing an incredible amount of harm to yourself. And so, yeah, the first few days of sleep might be a little bit rough, but trust me, it gets so much better. So that's the struggle stage. The next stage that we experience, or that my clients experience, is the awakening and the excitement stage. And so this is what's commonly referred to as like the pink cloud of sobriety. This is when we experience a fundamental shift in our energetic state, where we're now more connected to ourselves, we're sleeping better, our energy is better, we have a significant amount of energy that comes back to us. It feels like for the first time in a long time, our brain has come online, our cognition, our mental capacity, our memory improves like 200, 300, 400, 500%. I mean, it is absolutely insane. And so sleep is getting better. You're starting to build momentum. You're starting to rebuild personal power. You're starting to rebuild a sense of confidence and belief in yourself. You're feeling more connected to yourself. You're feeling more connected to your life. And you're beginning to kind of wake up, right? As I have my clients do certain types of reading, you're beginning to wake up and truly understand what alcohol is. And you're beginning to really see the stronghold that alcohol has on our society. It's kind of like you've woken up and you've stepped outside of the matrix and you are beginning to see the mass psychosis the, you know, humans are under with alcohol, because you start to understand that it's an actual toxic poison like cyanide, you know, that could kill you. It's death by a thousand cuts. And so it's really an exciting stage in getting sober. And so this awakening and excitement stage could last, you know, I would say anywhere from about 60 to 120 days, like 2 to 4 months, maybe 2 to 5 months. And it's beautiful, right? Like you're working a program, you're beginning to improve your mental and emotional regulation, you are transforming your lifestyle. Week to week, every single week that passes, cravings are becoming less. You're learning new coping mechanisms and strategies to learn how to regulate yourself. You don't feel as spun out all the time. You just have more agency and control over your system. And every single week that goes by, the cravings are less frequent and they're less intense. And so the awakening and excitement stage is always very rewarding and fun to be a part of. Then we have the healing and growth stage. And so this is really where the inner work comes in. This is where we begin addressing the root cause of why were we checking out? Why were we using alcohol to numb? Why were we using alcohol to disconnect? And so for everybody, it's a little bit different, but we're all human, so they kind of fall into the same categories, right? And so some of these categories can be a low stress tolerance. Some of these things could be we've got kids at home that are really loud and, you know, hard to deal with. Maybe we're in a relationship that we're not happy with. You know, maybe we've put on a tremendous amount of weight and we really have diminished our self-confidence and our self-esteem. There's so many reasons, right? The root cause as to why we're turning to alcohol. It's a little bit different for everybody, but again, it all comes back down to the same fundamental things because we're all human. So this is where you really begin focusing in on your mental and emotional regulation. This is where you begin to really focus in on learning new coping mechanisms. And this is where you really begin expanding your map of reality. You begin expanding your understanding of what it means to be human. And so this is where I begin to teach my clients about neuro-linguistic programming and NLP, which is a model that helps you understand how to manage your mental and emotional state. And it helps you be able to pretty much get through any challenge or obstacle by understanding how the mind and how emotions work so that you can effectively problem solve anything that you're going through. It's helpful for overcoming fears, anxieties, self-image, limiting beliefs, phobias, anything you can possibly imagine. I mean, not quite everything, but the majority of things, you know, 85, 90% of things that people are struggling with can be managed and worked through using neuro-linguistic programming. And it's incredibly empowering. It is what's used by some of the most elite coaches, some of the most elite psychotherapists. It is super, super powerful. And so this is where you really begin to reformulate your understanding of what it means to be a human, how to manage your mind, how to manage your emotions. So many incredible things happen here. And so this is where you also begin really looking deep and begin the journey of healing your inner child. And regardless of drinker or not drinker, we all have a wounded inner child, right? Because what happens is between the ages of 0 and 14, we have a tremendous amount of experiences that we basically don't have a sense of control over, nor do we have the cognitive capacity or mental and emotional resources to make sense of certain situations. And because we have a low stress window or low stress tolerance, many of us experience trauma. Even if we, you know, grow up in you know, a good, loving environment, and our parents had money, and we had a house with a white picket fence and played sports, like, that doesn't matter, right? Your parents and your caretakers or whoever you're around, they can't be there for you every second of every day, right? Each human is their own universal reality tunnel interfacing with themselves and the world, and we're all unique, and we all have our own unique needs. And so as children, there's a lot of experiences that we have that we don't know how to process. And because we don't know how to process them, these energies change our nervous system, or these limiting beliefs become the perceptual filters by which we view ourselves or how we view the world. And so these perceptual filters or changes or dysregulations in our nervous system end up augmenting, again, our human interface, the way that we relate to ourselves and the way that we relate to the world. And when there is a disharmony, either in our belief systems, in our mental models, or our emotional state or emotional patterns, then these create blocks and limitations and don't allow us to move forward, right? And they end up manifesting in different ways, whether it's through, having a very volatile emotional temperament, or really having a low level of self-esteem or self-confidence, or feeling like things are really hard and that you can't like make forward progress in your life. Or maybe you have a belief system that you can't trust people and that everybody's out to get you, or that, things like that. There's so many of them that we can get into, but this healing and growth stage is really one of the most beautiful experiences, but can oftentimes also be really dark and challenging because it, when you remove the alcohol, you are forced to confront, which simply just means hold space to who and what you are in all of your light and all of your glory, but in all of some of the challenging things as well. And so this is where we begin working through some of the wreckage of our past. We begin rebuilding some of our relationships. We begin reestablishing core values. We begin really dialing in our lifestyle and our health and, our work and all of these different things. And so the goal of the healing and growth stage is to begin turning inward, to begin reforming your understanding of self, to begin the healing journey of your inner child or past experiences, which you didn't know how to process, which are limiting your fullest authentic expression and potential. And it is designed to basically take what has become fragmented inside you and to reintegrate it into wholeness. And the goal of the healing and growth stage is really to help you reconnect to your deepest sense of authenticity. Because when you're living in alignment with your authenticity, then your body, your mind, your energy, your spirit is in homeostasis, it's in harmony, and it's in balance. And this is where you feel good inside, you feel balanced, you feel regulated, you have a sense of control or agency over your mental state, over your emotional state. Cravings at this point are very, very few and far between. Maybe you get them, once or twice a month, a few times a month, but they're not lasting an hour like they did the first 3 days. They last maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and then you just move on with your life. You just move on with your day. Okay. And so that's the healing and growth stage. The next stage, and I want to spend a minute talking about this. This is really important. This is the monotony stage. Okay. So this is where people have now at, within their sobriety journey, maybe the pink cloud of excitement is starting to fade and life is starting to become somewhat monotonous. Now, this doesn't mean boring. It just means they're kind of continuing to lay bricks day in and day out, working towards things that are helping them step into the next chapter of their life, working into their potential. So they're really dialed in at work. Right now they're not hungover, so they're really focused in at work. They're working out, they're exercising, they're reading, they're learning, they're growing. They're doing the things that they have been doing. Nothing has changed, but now the novelty of it has started to wear off. The reality of like, okay, am I really not drinking ever again for the rest of my life? That starts to wear off. And because they experience such transformational growth between, let's say, day 30 and 90, or day 30 and 120, they begin to think like, wow, like maybe alcohol wasn't a problem. Maybe I've done enough work on myself now to where I can handle a drink. I've been meditating, I've been, doing a great job, I feel different energetically, like I can go back to controlling it. And so unfortunately, people who start thinking that way, they often go back to drinking and then they find themselves right back at square one in the same cycle within a week. And so the monotony stage is where you continue reminding yourself that, hey, this game is won one day at a time. Don't start thinking about the future. Don't start thinking about what's going to happen 6 months from now or a year from now or the rest of my life without alcohol. You just continue doing the same exact things that you've been doing, focusing on optimizing your lifestyle, focusing in on healing, focusing in on personal growth, and focusing on achieving your goals, right? The reason we quit drinking isn't just for the sake of quitting drinking. It's so that we can come back home to ourselves, so that we can begin achieving our life goals, right? We can begin stepping into our potential as a human being. And so really, really important. I can't express this enough. You do not want to go back to drinking during the monotony stage. And for everybody, the monotony stage is a little bit different, right? It could last months. It could last years, depending on your focus, your background, what you have going on in your life, how committed you are to achieving goals, the level of clarity that you have on the next chapter of your life. Like, my monotony stage probably lasted about a year, year and a half, where I got sober. I wasn't craving anymore. Everything in my life was 100 times better than it was, but it was like, okay, what's the next step, man? Like, where's my breakthrough? What's the next level, you know? And so understand that that monotony stage, it's not actually monotonous, but the total novelty of that major shift, that major transition that you experience mentally, emotionally, spiritually, neurochemically, that is slowly but surely kind of fading, but and not in a bad way. It's just, it's not as viscerally intense as you felt it on day 45, right? And so understand that during the quote unquote monotony phase, nothing is changing, right? You're still focusing on your growth. You're still maybe working with a coach. Maybe you're going to therapy. Maybe you're going to counseling. Maybe you are hiring a mentor. What you're doing is you're making forward progress every single day, and you're continuing to lay bricks. Because here's what you have to understand, man. Regardless of alcohol or not, drinker or non-drinker, to achieve substantial growth, to experience, like, you know, the next echelon, the next paradigm of what is available to you as a human being, it takes time, it takes effort, it takes energy, right? Like, think about building a business. It's kind of the same concept, right? The first year of building a business is full of novelty and excitement and growth, and, you know, it's just everything is new. After that year, you've kind of experienced a lot. It doesn't mean that things aren't going to be changing or that you won't experience novelty or growth or have new experiences. It's just that the kind of the bulk of it, you kind of got it. You understand it. And so, you know, day 0 to 12 months in business is exciting. There's novelty, all this stuff. Same thing with a marriage, maybe, right? Or being in a relationship. The first year is full of all this excitement and novelty, but then it slowly but surely starts to wane a little bit. And again, this isn't a bad thing, right? It's an opportunity to go deeper, right? And that's the way that I want you to think about the monotony stage. While, yes, maybe the excitement or the pink cloud has begun to wear off and you don't have this huge wind to your back where you're waking up, you know, just full of bursting energy like you did in the first couple months, this is an opportunity. This is where life tests you. This is where it says, okay, Bardia, how serious are you about stepping into the next chapter, right? And this is where you begin to go deep. This is where you begin to really focus in and begin mastering specific areas of knowledge or information to begin applying to yourself so that you can expand your map of reality, okay? And again, remember that during the monotony stage, if you get a little voice in your head that says, hey, you can just have one, you're healed, you're fixed, you're good, that's the same voice that was telling you just have one 3 months before you got sober. And if you're not sober yet, or if you haven't started working with my program yet, just the way I tell my clients is, like, when you get that voice in your head that's like, let me just have one, I want you to remember all of the pain and destruction that you were experiencing the 3 months leading up to you working with me. Because that's what alcohol actually is. Alcohol is not the one drink or the two drinks that you think you're going to have in this present moment. Alcohol is the downstream consequences that result, the damage to your health, your relationships, your mind, your brain, your energy, your sleep, not showing up as a parent, being, you know, failing to be there truly for your kids. Not showing up as a partner, not being the person that your partner married. You've changed now because now you have a drinking problem, right? Like, it is all of the downstream consequences. It's not the one drink. It is everything that results after, right? So understand that that voice in your head that says, just have one, you have to redirect your mind to the 3 months, 6 months, 1 year of pain, of destruction, of, you know, horrific, whatever it is that you were experiencing, because that's what actually, that's actually what alcohol is for you. Okay. Then, and this is sort of the next stage in the evolution, this is the transcendent stage, okay? And so this is when all of the work that you've been doing day in and day out for the months or maybe years of sobriety is really starting to kick into high gear and pay off. This is where maybe you experience a profound shift in your health, you experience a profound shift in your income, you experience a profound shift in work or your professional career. This is where you look back a year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, and you're like, holy shit. I mean, my life is in a different tier of experience. And the thing is that like the things that you experience there are oftentimes, and I'm just speaking from my experience, they are so radically different. It's, you don't know what you don't know. So the way I like to explain sobriety to people is that it is more incredible. It is more beautiful. It is more than you can imagine, right? Because understand that, yeah, you may be drinking right now and you're like, okay, well, what's the best that my life could be? Okay, maybe you could say it's, I stop drinking, I find the love of my life, I 10x my income, I lose 50 pounds, I get back to my high school weight, and I feel better than I ever have, and I travel the world. Like, okay, great. Definitely possible. Once you get sober, all of those things are 100% possible, because now you're not addicted to a drug and you have control and agency over your life. You've expanded your map of reality. You've expanded your understanding of the human experience. You've overcome your limitations. You've overcome your beliefs that were holding you back. You've overcome fear. You've overcome anxiety. And ultimately, what I'm getting to here with the transcendent stage is that you have experienced a deep, fundamental shift in your energy system as a human being. You have transcended the old you who was addicted and blaming and not taking responsibility for life and didn't know how to manage your human operating system. And now you've stepped into an energy system. And I know this might sound weird or like, Barty, what are you talking about? What is the energy system? The only way I can, you have to experience it. Like, the way that you will relate to yourself and relate to humans and relate to the world will be in a different tier. It's like a different plane. It is a different, what's the word for it? It is a different relationship. And maybe not everybody experiences this, but when you go through this process with the right type of coaching and support and system, then I think you will. Because understand that, like, dude, when you overcome an addiction to alcohol and you follow day in and day out a system and a process that increases your self-awareness, totally transforms your map of understanding, helps you develop control over your mind and your thoughts, helps you develop control over your mental, your emotional state. You begin to understand what emotions are, which are just shifts in your energy system, which you develop tools and systems to reduce your refractory period of trigger back to baseline to minutes rather than hours or days or weeks. Like, some people get triggered and their whole system goes into overload and they don't know how to manage themselves. And so they're mean and judgmental and temperamental and they yell at people and they're angry and they go into their hole. Like, these are all reflections of childhood trauma and dysregulation in your mental and emotional operating system. And when you begin to heal these things and come back to your potential as a human being, right? You have the potential to almost always be in a neutral or positive state, right? And if something deviates you from that, then you have the ability to bring yourself back. Like, imagine the gift that is. Imagine the gift, the blessing to have full control over your mind and body, to be able to go out and create the experience of life that you want. And this is what ultimately is the end game with overcoming an addiction. I don't subscribe to the 12-step stuff of like, you're addicted forever, you wake up and reaffirm you're an alcoholic every day. No, dude. Overcoming an addiction is your hero's journey. It is the forceful excuse to finally come back home to yourself, to begin upgrading mentally, emotionally, and spiritually into a place where you now have belief, confidence, certainty, personal power, and in a completely newfound understanding of the human experience and interface, to where you now can go out and create the life that you want for yourself. And it doesn't mean that it all just comes easy and falls into your lap, but you now have become the person who can go out and achieve those things. And so understand that, like, many of the people that I work with, maybe some of the individuals listening here, I work with a lot of professionals, right? So CEOs, doctors, lawyers, you know, whatever. And so maybe you've already experienced a level of success in your life. You're like, Bardia, okay, well, I've already achieved a lot. You know, I'm getting close to retirement. Like, money's not an issue. I'm not really driven by that anymore. And so understand that it's not just about that. It is about you as a person. And if you've been able to go out into your life and create this level of results or success while drinking, trust me, when you remove the alcohol long enough and work the right type of program to begin addressing all of the things that I'm talking about, the sky is the limit, right? And maybe it's not just about acquisition anymore for you at your stage in your life. It's about a deeper sense of personal peace, harmony, and connection. Throw that into the mix too, because it's not just about acquisition or achieving or hitting the next level. Sometimes it's just about feeling fully safe in your own body, fully at peace, fully connected, fully harmonious, coherent, in balance, right? Happy with your life, having a sense of peace, having a sense of bliss, having a sense of pride, having a sense of accomplishment, that you've been able to step into a new chapter that you know for you is near and dear to your heart and most connected to your authentic self, so that ultimately you can go out and share this energy and be of service to others. And so that is the five stages of sobriety as I've come to understand them and the way that I coach my clients through it. And yeah, I hope this episode was helpful for you. I recorded this, so I'm probably going to publish it to YouTube as well. But yeah, share this podcast with somebody that you know. Hopefully it was helpful. Hopefully it was insightful. I know a lot of you guys who listen to my podcast say it's really tremendously helping you a lot. So I want you to understand that, like, if you are struggling with alcohol, again, understand that there are stages to this experience. And the first 1, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, maybe for most people, are tough. But understand that it is not like that forever. On the other side of this experience is everything that you've ever dreamed of. But this is our own hero's journey. This is our own curriculum. We have to be able to walk through the fire. We have to be able to start our process of healing, of growing, of mentally and emotionally learning how to cope and regulate with the human experience without needing some exogenous substance that is literally poisoning you and committing a slow, systematic suicide and slowly destroying everything around you. You know, if you're a parent listening to this, this is especially important. And I'm going to make a separate video on this. Alcohol, I believe, is the number one source of passed down, like, generational trauma. You know, when you decide to have a child, that responsibility of being a parent is the number one most important responsibility in the world, because you are bringing another innocent energy form into this life that is a blank slate. They're a blank template. They do not know how to interface with reality. And if you think back to your childhood, man, understand that between the ages of 5 and 11 years old is a very confusing time. You don't know what's going, 0 and 11 years old. You don't know what's going on. You don't have the cognition to make sense of things. Everything is confusing. You're taking everything at face value. You're internalizing things. So if you're checking out and, you know, when you come home from work and your kids are around, the way your kids are internalizing that is that I must not be good enough. I must not be valuable for mom or dad's attention. There must be something wrong with me and I must be doing something wrong, or else they wouldn't be drinking. They wouldn't not be paying attention to me, right? And so those form the perceptual filters by which they relate to themselves, and they're going to relate to the rest of the world for the rest of their life. So understand that if you are a parent, you have 100 times more reasons to get this thing figured out. And I'm especially keen to work with parents who have young children because, dude, I lost my father to alcohol. I grew up in a household where my dad was drinking every single day and then, you know, died in his sleep of alcohol poisoning when I was 14 years old. And I know firsthand all of the details and nuances about how alcohol affects a human being in early child. And it is not good. So if there's any reason for you to do this, it is to do it with your kid, to do it for your kids. Of course, to do it for yourself, your own survivability, your own long life, so that they can have parents. But do it for them, because children do not deserve to have somebody checked out for them. They need love. They need support. They need you to be present. They need emotional care. And they need you to be there for them. They need you to teach them. They need you to guide them. They need you to lead them. They need you to help show them the way, because children learn through modeling. So if you're drinking, then they understand, like, their brain is a sponge. And so everything that they see, hear, and feel right now are creating the foundational perceptual filters by which they're going to interface reality for the rest of their life, right? Who you are today as an adult is primarily based on what you experience between the ages of 0 and 14. Sure, through your maturity and growth and the knowledge and skills you acquire, you begin to develop your own personality, but the deeply rooted emotional system, nervous system, relationship between your thoughts and your emotions and your confidence and belief and your self-value, like, all that's formed at an early age. So bit of a caveat or tangent there. So appreciate you guys listening in. Hope this was helpful for you. And if you're at that stage in your life where you're like, Bardia, I'm done. I want to step into a new chapter. Visit my website, www.thestopdrinkingcoach.com, and fill out an application. I just posted a video about this. And the question that you need to be asking yourself is who, not how. Okay. If you had the how of how to get sober, you would have done it. So when you look at people who are successful in life, when you look at entrepreneurs, where you look at people who are at the highest levels of leadership, they're not constantly figuring out how to get things done. They're trying to figure out, who can I hire? Who can I connect with? Who has the information? Who can handle that for me? Right? It's about placing people in positions to support you, right? When you go to start a business, you're not going to learn accounting and finance and sales and marketing and systems and operations and project management and all of these things before you start the business. You're going to focus on your sphere of expertise, and then you're going to find people who specialize in those things so that you can access their system, so that you can leverage their system, so that you can go from point A to point B, right? You're going to hire a marketing person who can build out a website and a funnel, and you're going to rely on them to have their expertise and knowledge and background to execute that, so you can go from not having a website to a website, okay? Sobriety and getting to our goals, stepping into the next chapter of our life should be no different, right? A lot of us think that education ends in college, and that is poor man's thinking, right? You look at the world that we live in today, there has never been a better opportunity to get access to all of the information and resources you need than through Google and YouTube and social media and podcasts, right? So if my message, if my way of communicating, if the way that I think, if the way that I'm helping you better understand yourself and the human experience and alcohol and sobriety resonates, understand that the investment that you make to work with a coach, if you've never hired a coach, like this will be one of the most transformational experiences of your life. And it takes a level of humbleness. It takes a level of checking your ego at the door. You know, maybe you're great at certain aspects of life, but if this happens to be a pillar or a slice of the pie, which you haven't resolved, there's a level of humbleness where we have to be like, okay, maybe I don't have all the answers. And maybe there's somebody out there who has done it, who has traversed the path, who I aspire to model and be like, who could help me. And so hope this was helpful for you guys. And I really enjoyed this episode. I will see you guys in the next one. Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe to the podcast, leave a 5-star review, and share it with your friends or someone you know who might be struggling with alcohol. And if you feel like you're ready to finally transform your relationship with alcohol, visit www.thestopdrinkingcoach.com and book a call with me. I offer private one-on-one and group coaching to make letting go of alcohol easier and more sustainable than you ever thought possible. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.